We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Top of the 8 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the WIP Morning Show, everybody. John Johnson, Al Morgani, Ruben Amaro Jr., and Rob Cherry on this Wednesday morning. And we've talked a lot of Philadelphia Eagles today as they have officially broke camp at the NovaCare Complex, Al.
Oh.
En route, if not already in Cleveland, where they will have joint practices with the Browns and then a preseason game come Sunday afternoon against said Cleveland team. Nice enough to join us on the line. He's about to depart for Cleveland. Covers the team, does an awesome job for NBC Sports Philadelphia. Dave Zingaro. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
So, Dave, camp officially broke at the NovaCare Complex yesterday. 12 practices, I believe, in total. By all accounts, if I'm reading your Twitter account as well as several others who cover the team, was this the best day yet from Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, it was right up there. And the impressive thing about it was that it started off really rocky. It was they had a red zone period, and I thought the defense really dominated that particular period of practice. And it had the feeling like, oh, man, this might be a really bad day for the offense. We saw that earlier in camp. There were some days where the defense just really dominated. But I give Hurst credit. I give the offense credit. They ended up rebounding quite nicely, and he had a really good day.
How much stock are you putting into what you've seen from Hurts thus far? Has he checked any boxes of things you'd like to see?
Look, I don't think it's like some eureka moment where you're watching him and saying, yeah, he's got it now. I think we've seen improvement, but you know, the question for me still remains, like, is the improvement we're going to see this year still enough? And I don't know that answer yet. I don't know how anyone can really know that answer yet. I've been encouraged by what I've seen from him this summer. And I'm encouraged by the team they have around him. I mean, I think the offensive line is very good. I think adding A.J. Brown is going to make a huge difference for this team. I think Dallas Goedert really stepping into that tight end one role is going to make a huge difference. But a lot of it still comes down to Hurts. And you look, as much as we love to watch him in camp, and I think you can glean some things from it, the test is going to come on September 11th when they get on the field for the first time in a real game. And nothing really is a substitute for that. And I don't think anyone really knows exactly what to expect from him this year.
So one of the things that has always concerned me with Jalen, I mean, you could talk about, you know, does he have the arm strength or not? All that, but what concerns me most is kind of what we saw in that one series in the preseason opener against the Jets. When he drops back, when he leaves the pocket, pressured or not, he generally almost always rolls to his right, which he feels more confident doing that. And if he's going to throw the ball, you know, while scrambling to the right side of the field, he can utilize his legs in order to do it. In the past, the limited times where he's been forced to roll out of the pocket and go to his left, that's when you have off-target passes, kind of wobbly ones, hence people bringing up the whole noodle arm aspect. Have we seen at all, or have you seen, I should say, at least at camp, more of him rolling to his left, or has it generally still been the same when he rolls out of the pocket?
Well, I think most of the time his natural inclination is going to be to go right, and I don't think you're ever going to break that. And I don't think any quarterback, they're naturally going to roll to the side where their dominant hand is. What I will say is early in camp, there was one play where he rolled left, made a terrible decision to throw the ball, tried to tuck it between a few defenders and got picked off. And I remember seeing that play and thinking that was probably the worst throw off camp for him. And that was kind of what spurred the conversation about, well, what's practice really for? Are you trying to treat it like a game? Are you trying to make the right decision, or are you trying to throw some passes that you might not throw in a game and you're just trying to see what you can do in practice? I think it's a little bit of both, but Nick Sirianni clearly didn't like that throw, and it's one that Jalen probably shouldn't make. So a little bit later in camp, it was a very similar play, and he just threw it away, which in a certain way was like great progress to watch, just a simple throwaway, because he realized he couldn't make that toss. I don't know if anyone could make the toss that he was looking at. I think, and there have been some times where he's rolled left and he's hit guys.
Okay.
I think he's not going to have the same arm rolling left as he does right. I think that's pretty natural. And I think it's about the important thing there is the decision-making. He can't make a throw like we saw early in camp in a game.
Well, that
can be a devastating interception.
Well, yeah, Dave, that's what my biggest concern is, because as you mentioned, his he tends to always go to his right. If I'm an opposing defense and if I have competent personnel, I'm probably going to start off by stacking the box and try to force him to go left if I can, which is going to put him in that uncomfortable situation from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, forcing a quarterback one way or the other, easier said than done, because it's, you know, how do you force a quarterback one way opposed to the other? If he breaks the pocket, he's going to go where he wants. And
right.
I also think, you know, his legs are still a real weapon, and teams have to account for it. And look, obviously you want him to evolve as a passer, and that's what these training camps are for, and you want him to get to a certain level in that area of his game. And we all kind of assume that, yes, of course the legs are still there, the threat of the legs are still there, and that matters. You know, he's not a typical passer because he has that ability, and you don't want to completely strip him of that, because if you do that, then, you know, that's kind of what gives him the potential to be a special player, is his ability not just to run with the ball, but to extend plays and buy his receivers time. And we've seen that in camp too. He's a really tough practice player from the standpoint of he ends up getting the offensive and defensive coaches yelling at each other because they don't know when the play is dead or not. there are certain times where Gannon says it's a sack, and the offensive coaches say, no, he would have gotten away from that. And they you know, that sure, a 7-second play can happen when he's the quarterback. So from that standpoint, he's a little tricky as a practice player, but you can't completely strip him of that ability. And that it's really what separates him from a lot of players in the league.
Well, one addition that Howie Roseman was able to give him, which will certainly help him, even if the pass is slightly off, is A.J. Brown. Dave, I can't recall this much excitement for an addition at wide receiver since Terrell Owens. In the limited time that you have seen him to this point, is he as advertised?
He's the real deal. He just is. He is so big and so explosive for that size, too. I didn't cover T.O. I was here with Alshon, who was another big receiver who maybe at some point in his career had that explosiveness. By the time he got here, he didn't. It's like watching that type of big body, but with, you know, 4.4 speed, it's really fun. And he's making a ton of plays out here. Him and Jalen seem to be really on the same page from just about day one. It's a major addition. He has to stay healthy. He has had a few injuries in his career. He's been healthy since, knock on wood, since he's been here in camp. But I just don't know how this guy doesn't make a major impact this year. He's a Pro Bowl caliber player, and the Eagles haven't had a receiver like him in, gosh, a really long time.
So there's been a lot of, within the fan base and media, Dave, a lot of use of the word elite when projecting what the Eagles could be this season. Does the word elite fit in your vocabulary with this team right now, or is it far too early to project something like that?
I mean, I'm not going to call them elite not until they step on a real football field. I think there are elements of this team that are elite. I think the offensive line is elite. I think that unit is very good. I think they have certain players who you could put in that category. But the team overall, no, I'm not ready to say this is an elite team. I think this is a playoff team. I think this is a playoff team that's even better than the playoff team we saw last year from them. I think they have a real shot at that division. But elite, I won't go there quite yet.
All right, so final question, Dave. You are going to depart for Cleveland in just a few hours, watch some joint practices, and then obviously a game to cover on Sunday. Dave, being that they are going to have these joint practices, and I imagine there will be probably mostly physical without tackling to the ground, I assume, does that mean it is more than likely we will not see starters on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much the way this is going to go. I'd be really surprised if we saw, especially if they, you know, these 2 days of work are what they expect. It really takes the place of the game, which is a shame for fans who want to go to the stadium and watch it, but that's the way this is going. They're going to get their real work in these joint practices. In a controlled environment where the risk of injury is at least minimized as opposed to putting them out there in a live situation at the stadium where they can't control it. So that's probably the way this is headed.
Dave Zingaro does an awesome job covering the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. For links to all his stories, including some of the latest on some of the rookie draft picks, you should be following him on Twitter at the letter D Zingaro NBCS. Thanks, Dave. Have fun. Thanks. Dave, are you going to hit up the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame while you're there?
I am not, but I've been there before. It's a really fun museum to check out.
Yeah, it's certainly a bucket list spot. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care.
All right, Dave Zingaro. I know you guys had Ruben Frank on yesterday, Al, and he is he's beyond an aficionado when it comes to music. He's more of a music snob. I mean,
yeah,
really,
a little bit, but
big
I
time
mean, rock and roll. I think Dolly Parton isn't she going in this year? Which is
I have no idea.
Me.
She is.
I should have asked Rob Cherry. Yeah, Rob
Dolly
knows all
Parton
these things.
Going in and. Joan Jett going in this year.
Was born in Philadelphia.
Was she really? I didn't know.
How
that.
Does it happen that Dolly Parton and Joan Jett go in together? It takes that long.
You're right.
Dolly Parton get along with any. Somehow they'll end up best friends when it's over. Dolly Parton's the best, but rock and roll, I don't know, man.
Yeah. What other Hall of Fame would she go into?
She's in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh.
She's in all kinds of halls.
Well,
of
what
fame.
Did
Isn't
she have?
Supposed to cover everything.
No, rock and roll is supposed to be rock and roll. I mean, I love Dolly Parton, but I guess 9 to 5, would that be considered rock?
No.
Depends on your definition, though.
No, yeah. That's kind of a rock.
It is? Working 9 to 5?
It's pop.
Pop, rock, I don't know.
Well, it predates pop, so it wouldn't be defined under pop at the time, right?
I don't know. They've included so many odd acts that, I mean, I'd like to go. Actually, it would be a good bucket.
Rob Cherry, you've been at a Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame,
there,
right? I went to Cleveland a few years ago, went to a baseball game, Cleveland and the Yankees, and I went to the Hall of Fame.
Is it
and
worth?
And the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Is it worth going to the Rock and Roll Hall
Absolutely.
Of Fame?
Cleveland
Absolutely.
Cleveland does rock.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you been?
Yeah,
you've
Cleveland
been there too,
rock.
Rube?
Yes, I actually opened it.
Wait a minute. You're just throwing this at us now?
Yeah.
You were there for opening
there for the
ceremonies?
Opener. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Who did you shake hands with?
Actually, Meatloaf. I spent a lot of time with Meatloaf. It was awesome.
What are you laughing for, Rob? That's not funny.
It was awesome. He actually sang the anthem for us, too, but he was really an intriguing guy.
Wasn't he a baseball player, or maybe it was football? He played some sport.
He may have been.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody else that you can recall that was... I mean, my goodness! You spend Meatloaf's a big dude too.
I spent most of the time there, most of the time with him, just kind of chatting with him. He and Omar Vizquel, we were sitting there in a.
So you got to be
in a little group.
Rob, I have found out working with Ruben Amar that you have to be careful sometimes because he can shake hands with Hollywood elite and never know it.
Oh, I love Meatloaf.
That's a good point.
Meatloaf,
Mom. What the hell was that? 215-592-9494. Yeah, that's... I guess elevator rock,
no,
right?
I don't know if that... Yeah.
It's elevator music. She looks great,
Depends
by the
on
way.
Your angle.
She's such a good artist that she belongs.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. I guess that's what it is. Peggy's on WIP. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. First time caller, all time listener.
Oh, Peggy, don't be a stranger. What do you want to talk about?
Ben Simmons.
Okay.
He's playing us all.
Okay, please go on.
My daughter just got back from Australia. I have the little koala bear with the boomerang. She always gets us little presents. She went up and down the coast.
Okay.
And she does it every year. every year her and her husband go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So this year they were in Australia. It really got me thinking. The little bear has a boomerang,
mm-hmm.
koala bear. So I'm thinking Ben Simmons is from Australia. My son loves Ben Simmons.
Yeah, he's very.
He's about to throw away his jersey.
Threw away the jersey, huh?
No, he didn't. My
he didn't.
Son wears it because he likes basketball.
Okay, so what's bugging you about Ben Simmons? How you're saying he played us all?
Because you guys are saying he's hurt. He's not hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peggy, when he went through what we all experienced it last season when he demanded a trade in the offseason following that Game 7 against the Atlanta Hawks, and it didn't happen, and then he refused to show up for camp, and then he finally did and got kicked.
Hey, practice.
Practice. And then he decided to bring his cell phone into practice, didn't pay attention. So he wore sweatpants and got kicked out of practice. And then
some guy last night says he wants to be a movie star. I said, good for him. Him and Mama Jamma.
Maya Jama dumped him. She dumped his sorry ass.
Really?
They're not together anymore. This was huge Hollywood news.
Crawl out from underneath my rock.
Yeah, they broke up last week.
Hollywood.
Yeah, this was big in England. Maya Jama's big in England, Ava Graham.
She's beautiful, by the way.
She does. She hosts their version of the Today Show in London,
I
believe.
She's way prettier than Kendall Jenner.
I would agree with you. But she dumped him. But when you say he played us, though, you mean just like overall, like just because he doesn't want to be here? Or what do you mean specifically?
No, I don't know if he doesn't want to be here, but he doesn't want to listen to everybody. Oh, he didn't miss one play. My son went to Villanova. He didn't play for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And they play, when we go down the shore, they play the guys, you know, one guy team against the other. My son does amazing things under the basket. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't even believe it.
Yeah, Peggy, he took a huge hit among NBA players, the NBA in general. And, oh, by the way, in Australia, he had a ton of endorsements in Australia. He is not looked upon favorably right now there either.
I disagree. My son still has the Australia jersey they gave out with the 420 meat pies.
Oh, from the giveaways from the games, yeah.
Right.
Peggy, much like Australia, is there a place that we should all visit to add to our bucket list?
My daughter went to Sydney. She went to Melbourne. She's not big on the sightseeing. They go for birding.
What about you? Where would you suggest we go?
Ireland.
Ireland. Already mentioned. Ireland has been brought up. Do you have another spot we should go to?
I don't travel out of the country. I went to London.
That's all right. I appreciate the call, Peggy.
Well, that makes one of us.
Well, isn't that the whole point? I mean, you don't travel out of the country, but you want to.
Yeah.
There's some place you might want to go.
Exactly. Well, Peggy was a first-time caller. She'll be better the second time around. Juan, Vinny, Dennis, Tyrone, hang tight. All of you are up next, and then you, WIP Sports Time, is 8:19.
This update is brought to you by Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel, where the finest automobiles reside. Bills 11-5 winners last night in Cincinnati. Second straight win over the Reds. Reese Hoskins, a three-run homer, a two-run homer. Garrett Stubbs, a three-run shot. Derek Hall and Nick Castellanos also homering back-to-back in the third to get the Phils on the board. Kyle Gibson, six innings. He gets the win. The Phils go for a three-game sweep this afternoon, 12:35 on WIP. Ranger Suarez will be on the mound. Up next for the Eagles, Cleveland and Cleveland. Joint practices then Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock on WIP. It's the second preseason game. Final preseason game is August 27th in Miami. Then the season opener 25 days from now in Detroit and right here at 94 WIP. NBC 10 First Alert Weather brought to you by MHS Lift. Mostly cloudy today, high 82. It's 73 in Philadelphia. MHS Lift is hiring for experienced technicians looking to join a winning team with great culture and leadership. Visit MHSLift.com today. That's MHSLift.com. To stream 94 WIP, get the latest stories and news, go to 94WIP.com.
Now what?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, we have a very important Ask Al here. Al, in previous editions of Ask Al, we've had questions about life, about food, about entertainment.
Yeah.
Al, I would like to say two words to you and see where you take this.
Second one off.
Ask and answered.
Al Morgani.
Yo.
Wire hangers.
Oh.
Go.
Keep going with the story all right?
I was just telling Rube that when I first moved to Philly, I'm single, right? So I come in, met some young lady. And so, you know, go back to, you know, I have an apartment. And you know how people judge you? They kind of judge you by, you can tell they're judging you when they come into your apartment. You know,
sure, yeah.
You got the picture order of the dogs playing poker. It's like, all right. So,
I didn't see this.
Looks in my closet and just says, comes out with this humbless wire hangers. And I said, that's it, you're gone.
That was a quick release.
Joan Crawford.
You're done.
Yeah.
We're not going to get along.
Mommy dearest. Yeah.
We're not going to get along. Yeah. I mean, you can tell. Like,
wire hangers! Oh my gosh. You found that.
Remember, they used to, back in the day, like in the 60s, they would, like, my mother would say, they judge you on your shoes. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Well, people judge you by your shoes. And I come from New England where the richer you are, the older your shoes are.
Okay.
that's the way it goes. And she's trying to tell me, like, oh, yeah, you got to have good shoes. That's how people judge you. I'm like, where did you learn this?
And apparently nicer hangers.
To be like,
I will say that there are, I know some women that's like the first thing they do.
Yeah, the hangers?
Not hangers. The shoes.
Back in the closet. Oh, the shoes.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
Like.
Well, now sneakers.
Yeah,
I've
heard that
see.
As well.
There are a lot of women that they've
go
they
right
pick
to
one,
the shoe.
Go right to the
get
shoes.
Get out of here.
Well, I'm serious. And you're right. They might be a little bit more on the high maintenance side. And the wire hangers lady, good job getting rid of her. Get rid of her.
I didn't know there were any other kind.
No. I mean,
You never saw Mommy Dearest.
Yeah. Now, Al, is it
possible? What's wirehangers doing in the sun? I told you.
Now, Al, is it possible?
What is it?
Looking back on it now, that there was something more, and she just singled out the wirehangers?
No, no. This was the kind of person that it was.
Is this after the date?
Just come in, look around. You know, when you bring people, bring them into your house, they judge certain people. Like, you can just tell they're looking around.
Most people are. Right. They are.
Like, you can tell what kind of person is this by, if you're in Cherries, you're in Jamaica, right? Mm-hmm. So you just know where you're going to be. So, you look in there and go, wire hangers. I'm like, what the hell does that mean?
Really, good job getting rid of her. And people string people along. If it's one thing that stands out, goodbye.
I mean,
like,
I'm not mean.
Telling us you told her to get out, was that literally what transpired?
No, the message was clear.
What, did you hit her with a hanger?
Yeah. I'm tired. See ya. I got to go to work in an hour, yeah. I forgot. I got to go to work in an hour.
Yeah. Here when I came back is all I'm saying.
All right, Ava, we're wrapping up our first question and we're introducing a second one. What do we have?
And it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. The 2022 Eagles will be a top 10 team in the NFL.
69%. 7 out of 10. Okay, right. So our second 12, before you introduce this, let me just make this clear. This is a Philly-centered question. I know what everyone's answer will be in this room.
All right.
I pose this because of what we know about managing partner John Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, several years back, the decision for him to go after Bryce Harper, to which he spoke about, was a poll result by Todd Zalecki.
Ah.
So I'm hoping that this poll plays the same factor with the person mentioned in it. What is it, Ava?
If the injury to Brandon Marsh puts him on the IL, should the Phillies bring back Odubel Herrera? Yes or no?
Well,
Al is covering his head with his hands right now.
Why are you doing that?
He's so annoyed by you.
It's not even you could. There isn't a name on the planet that you couldn't put and the people would vote for him before.
Didn't we go
Michael
through this?
Michael Martinez, maybe.
Mini Mart.
Mini Mart. He might be number two. Or
Al,
1A.
No one thought we would have seen him again this season, and he found his way back.
No way. There's no way. Right. There is no way he comes back.
Well, this poll
would undo everything.
Well, this poll was directed straight at John Middleton, who can trickle it all the way down and say absolutely not, no matter what, based on the results of this poll.
I would rather John Middleton played center field.
Somebody actually replied to the poll already saying Angelo.
There's virtually not a name you could put there. Maybe Ben Simmons.
He wouldn't show up.
Hey, Ben Simmons!
I'm going to get into Ben Simmons in the next segment with Ruben Amar Jr.
I know he wouldn't swing.
See if you're right. Juan's on WIP. How you doing, Juan? Thanks for holding.
No problem, Jan Johnson.
How you doing, Juan? Everything good?
Everything's good, man. I just want to say we need to cool down on this Eagles hype train.
All right.
The voice of reason.
Juan, you're speaking my language. Go for it.
How are we talking Super Bowl? They're not better than the Rams. They're not better than the 49ers. Even Tom Brady with half a brain is still better than Jalen Hurts. We can't calm down. It's just one preseason game. He looked good, but we can't have an elite team without an elite quarterback.
All right, now hold on a minute, Juan. Since you singled out Jalen Hurts, let's get into him real quick. What have you seen from him thus far that you think is making others believe he is going to be better?
His intangibles, that's all we talk about. Mm. That's all we talk about. He still has the same problems. He still has problems with anticipation. Let's calm down. Let him play a game. Let him play a couple games, and then we can start talking elite Super Bowl. You can't talk Super Bowl yet. They're top 10 because the NFC sucks.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Juan, but I want to include Ruben Amaro in this because, Ruben, I feel similar to the way Juan feels. You like Jalen Hurts a lot. You see he's got the work ethic. He's a film rat. He's a gym rat. He's clearly a leader of men. But in the end, what's going to matter is what he can do on the field.
Yeah, what have you done for me lately?
And to this point, we haven't been able to really see that.
I mean, and you have to give the guy a little bit of time and a little bit of leeway, but this is a very important season. This is a make or break it season for Jalen Hurts, because they've surrounded him with the talent that's necessary for him to be better and for the team to be better, obviously. This is you can't have a more important season for one, you know, highly rated or highly thought of quarterback and someone, you know, it's going to be a great discussion point whether he succeeds or fails.
Juan, I found it fascinating when we were talking to Dave Zingaro shortly ago and discussing Jalen Hurts specifically, and he got into the whole during camp practices when they're running 11 on 11, and at a certain point it appears like, even though they can't tackle, that Jalen Hurts is sacked. And then the coordinators start arguing as to whether he was sacked or not. Like Jonathan Gannon would yell, "Sack, play is over." And Shane Steichen would yell, "No, he probably would have gotten out of that. Let the play continue." That was kind of telling to me. Hello.
An important question for Ruben Amaro real quick.
Okay, what do you got?
You're saying let's give Jalen Hurts time to grow, right? How long did the Sixers give Ben Simmons time to learn how to shoot before they noticed that he was never going to learn how to shoot?
Probably about 3 years.
Yeah. They gave him far too much time, Juan. But the NFL is completely different than the NBA, right? I mean, you have it's much larger rosters. You have a larger talent pool to choose from. Not the best example, but I understand where you're getting at, Juan. And he's been a starter for 20 games. And he's seemingly going to get at least 17 more.
But Jalen Hurts works at his craft. He wants to be better. I don't know that Ben Simmons even wanted to, you know, work at being a better shooter.
Now, Ruben, if it was, you know, relating it to your sport, a player who has the work ethic like Jalen Hurts,
yes,
but it hasn't shown on the field yet, do you give him more time?
Yes, but then at some point he's going to have to perform. It's a performance based. I mean, it's about performance, and you have to be able to perform. If he can't and doesn't do it through the halfway through the season,
yeah,
they're going to have to make a change.
You can work as hard as you want. You can't hit a curveball. You can't hit a curveball.
That's correct.
Juan, let's get you a spin on the wheel. Give me a bucket list place to visit.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora.
Yeah,
hang in
not
there,
a good
Juan.
One.
Give you a spin on the prize wheel. This one's going to win a prize. I know it.
Number nine. 4-pack of tickets. See the Renning Fills against those Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Saturday, August 27th, 6:45. They have the largest fireworks display. You want to go to the game? The letter R, fills.com. Get your tickets.
Have you ever been to Bora Bora, Ruben?
I never have. My buddy went there for his honeymoon, and I was so jealous. The picks were just spectacular.
215-592-9494. Vinny, Dennis, Tyrone, Jason, Tom, everybody else, hang tight. We're going to get your calls coming up on the other side. We're also going to pick the brain of Ruben Amaro. The Sixers and Ben Simmons came to an agreement, a settlement, for an undisclosed amount of money to sever ties. I am going to make the case it is horrible for the NBA what transpired, and wonder if Ruben would have handled it differently.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our time's 8:36. Dude, welcome back to the morning show. Top of the hour, we'll be joined by Jack Fritz, engineer for the afternoon show and the Phillies High Hopes podcast. Pick his brain and talk a little bit about the Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I need to ask a question of Ruben Amaro. So it was announced the other day that the Philadelphia 76ers and Ben Simmons had reached a settlement. So, and this dates all the way back to when he demanded a trade, refused to play, and ultimately claimed mental distress. Sixers claimed they had him cleared, therefore he had to return to practice, show up for games. He refused to. They withheld upwards of $20 million. Once he was traded, the Brooklyn Nets paid him his remaining salary for last season, even though he never stepped foot on the court. And he has been trying to recoup that $20 million ever since. So the announcement came out that they came to a settlement for an undisclosed amount, thus ending the partnership or ending the relationship. Rube, I'm furious at the 76ers even at this very moment. There is one thing that they should have done all along. This is an ownership group with plenty of money, and I'm sure it would cost them more in legal fees to have this keep going, but it's the principle of it. Because undisclosed means they gave him some form of money. My guess, this is purely my guess, the fact that we don't know how much probably means it's enough to where it would enrage fans, and it may give the idea to other players on other teams that, hey, you know what, I don't want to be here anymore. If I sit and they find me, I'm going to get X amount back anyway, and then I'll inevitably be traded. Ruben Amaro Jr., are you surprised that they paid him something?
I'm not surprised by that. What I am disappointed in is the NBA itself. The NBA should have stepped in. The commissioner should have stepped in. This had to be stopped. This should have been nipped in the bud. He should have been immediately fined by demanding a trade, especially since he had already been in a contract that he signed and did not have pointed at his head when he signed it. When players sign contracts, they should honor those contracts. And the fact that the teams have spent time and money and effort to be able to give these athletes these contracts, and they've earned them for the most part, then they should be honoring them. I mean, that's all that for the commissioner not to step in this situation and stop this and nip this at the bud, I think it's going to create a slippery slope for the entire league, that it was not handled in a different way.
Well, while this relationship just came to a close and officially parted ways, right now in Brooklyn, you have Kevin Durant, who has been very public when speaking that he wants to be traded out of Brooklyn, even though he's owed right now $192 million. According to a report from Mark Stein, which came out, I believe, yesterday, the individuals he has spoken to have informed him that Kevin Durant has said if he is not traded by the start of the season, that he is going to cause a, quote, ruckus within the Brooklyn organization to force a trade and attempt to lower his value.
I just don't think that is right. There's nothing right about that whole scenario. And if they did not want to play for that team, then he shouldn't have signed a long-term contract. It's as simple as that for me. Now, if you want to do it privately and have a discussion with the GM or have your agent talk to them and keep it private, that's one thing. But for them to become public, I think that they should be. To me, it's like tampering. Yeah. They should be fined, and they should. There should suffer some sort of a consequence, as far as I'm concerned.
Hold on a minute. I got to talk to Ruben Amaro, the GM, now.
Yeah.
So the report was out that Kevin Durant, the teams that he would like to go to, he mentioned two in particular, the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers.
I would send them to neither.
Oh, hold on a minute. What if you're the Sixers now? He is. Now, let me make this clear. What you just said, I couldn't agree with more about the whole demanding of a trade and how dare you. You signed a contract. Honor that contract. He is arguably, when healthy, the best player in the entire league. And he says he would like to play for you if they can somehow make it happen. Do you hold back because of the nature of the character? Like, he may do to you what he did to Brooklyn.
Nope, I would trade for him.
Ooh, he would still do it, Al.
It's all about talent.
Talent in the end.
Well, the problem with the NBA, usually it's in the end that you end up getting it when you do things like this, because that you don't win.
Well, the Sixers once...
When they won when they went to gold, but how much talent was there in the Golden State? I mean, come on.
Yeah, there was a lot of talent. Yeah. Well, the Sixers could suffer the fate that you're speaking of. Like, once this window of opportunity closes, they're going to be god-awful because they have no draft picks left, and the players they brought in to win now are of a certain age. So you're going to have to start all over
again. That's
the
cycle of life. I mean, that's how it works in most sports. I mean, it's very difficult to have a perennial winner because of the way that the drafts are set up. I mean, that's just how it works. Hmm.
Vinny's on WIP. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing good. 5 home runs last night for the Phillies. They broke that drought.
Oh, that is awesome. I love it. Love it. I hope we could do that with the Mets this weekend. Mm. That would be great.
No, I was going to say, Vinny, winning back-to-back games over Cincinnati was awesome, but does it not feel the same because you watched them lose 2 of 3 to the Mets just a few days prior?
No, I think Mets is a different team, you know what I mean? That's competing with an A-lister with a D-lister, you know what I mean? So winning the Reds is great, but winning a Mets would be an awesome
Certainly
much,
would.
Much better feeling. And I, what I wanted to talk about is Jacob deGrom, the rumors. Is Philly trying to get them? And if so, how aggressive will they go to try to get him?
Jacob deGrom. Ruben, are you familiar at all with the Phillies' interest in Jacob deGrom?
I am not familiar with it, but I'm sure there's 30 teams out there that would like to sign Jacob deGrom, and I'm sure that he will opt out of his contract.
What's the, you know, how much do you think he would go for? I mean, considering that if he stays with the Mets, they have to give him $65 million and then another 30.
I don't think there's any question he's going to be a $40 million pitcher. Someone's going to pitch him, you know, pay him, you know, somewhere near where, you know, Scherzer signed.
Well, this year, Vinny, he's making $33.5 million. When he hits the market, he's going to be 35 years old, and he's going to be turning down $30 million from the Mets to hit that market. So, I mean,
you're talking about three times 40. I think you're talking about $125 million for three or something like that.
At 35 years of age, would you do it, Ruben?
I would not.
You would not. Yeah, 35's tough, man.
I don't think you could get insurance on him. I think they'd be. I think most clauses with what he's had.
It would be tough to get insurance.
Yeah, for me, for a guy that's healthy, I can probably get a policy. It'd be very expensive, but it would cover something. Mm-hmm. With him, man,
he's had too many injuries. You're absolutely right, Al. You should be a GM.
Okay.
Vinny, let's get you a spin on the wheel. I need a bucket list place to visit.
I would say Bali, Indonesia. I've always wanted to go there. It's a beautiful place. I heard so many good things about there, so it has to be somewhere I have to go.
Bali, let's get you a spin. Number two, Al Morgan. Nice. He won a prize.
He did indeed. He won the Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card for 50-minute massage or facial, 60 locations. Just go to handandstone.com.
Dennis in Mount Laurel's on WIP. Dennis, how you been, man?
Yonson, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Everything all right with you?
Yeah, good. I figured out what planet Al's from, though.
What's that?
Your anus.
So what's going on, Dennis?
You know, Reese Hoskins, you know, we know he's hot and cold, but boy, they've got to offer him a 5-year contract and sign. What do you think about that?
Ruben, I'm going to turn to you on this one. I've never seen a player. This year he's been really consistent for the most part, but to this point, very hot and cold, yes?
I mean, he's fairly streaky. There's no question about that. I just don't know whether they feel comfortable enough with a guy like Derek Hall to be able to take over at first base. And, you know, Derek's done a nice job. He's been thrown into the fire, so to speak, and done very well there. He could be a DH, and that's one of the beauties of having a DH, I guess, in the National League now and all across baseball. But I do believe that they'll probably try to re-sign him at some point long-term, but I'm not sure. I think that they're going to wait it out because they already have a ton of commitments. So I think they're probably going to wait it out another year and see how it goes.
Yeah. Dennis, it's tough, too, because you root for the guy, right?
But absolutely.
I just can't see anything more than as a first baseman than what we've seen already. Like, I don't see any more improvements. Like, this is what he is as a fielder.
He's actually played pretty well in the field the last few weeks.
Yeah, the last few weeks he's been solid. He hasn't, you know, I mean, I don't know what the bar is set at, but yeah, he's been decent.
And other than Ben Simmons, Odubel Herrera is absolutely the last person on the face of the planet you want to bring back.
He ain't coming back.
Dennis.
Sound the alarm.
I know you're a man that's been all over the place, but I'm looking to add to the bucket list. Where would you suggest?
You know, I'm going to stay in the United States, and I've been to this place about 7 times. I don't know if it's been said, but everybody has to go to Vegas at least once in their life.
Oh, Vegas is a must-stop to be. I give him a spin on that wheel. No more than 3 days in Vegas, though, Ruben. Can't do more than 3 days.
Man, that's probably
number
the max,
two is already
just
taken.
Had it. Yep, you get the Keith Jones autographed hockey card.
You've been to Vegas thousand times,
not a
right,
big
Al?
Vegas guy.
No,
nah.
Like when you go, what does Al Morgani do in Vegas?
I golf.
You golf.
I like to watch shows. I like to watch shows.
There you go.
I'm not a big gambling guy.
Vegas now is Silk Sonic is there. Have you seen them?
I have not.
Bruno Mars with Anderson Paak. They just got something opening up there. That would
not
be a show.
Really?
Yes.
Did they replace Celine Dion at Caesars?
I wouldn't go to see Celine Dion if she was in the
What if she's out here in the Odyssey headquarters?
I would go downstairs.
Exclusive.
Yeah, no.
Why the hate?
I don't hate her. I just don't. I would not want to listen.
It's not
Okay. It's not your genre?
No, not my genre.
Now, hold on a minute. Wait a minute. But your daughter was at that age where Titanic was huge. Did you go to the movies with her to see Titanic?
No.
She sang the theme song.
My daughter doesn't sing the theme song.
No. Forget it. What do I bother for? Tyrone, Jason, Tom, and Jim. Gentlemen, hang tight. I promise we will get you coming up. We have the prize wheel. Ruben Amaro Jr. back with us from Smithers, British Columbia.
Oh, that's a place you have to go.
It's a bucket list spot to go.
The Smithereens play there.
So so with Ruben in mind, we're looking to, for places to add to your bucket list. And we have, what do we have left on the prize? We got a 4-pack of tickets to Phillies Pirates on the 26th. We got Dogs and Cats Rule gift card.
Dogs do rule. The best part of the game last night was the dog eating a hot dog. It was the best video.
I did see that.
That was so good.
Props to NBC Sports Philadelphia for that one. It was Bark at the Park night.
Yep.
And it was a dog eating a hot dog. We have a Boston Market gift card. We got another 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Phillies, a Rita's Water Ice gift card, a Phillies Vintage Bobblehead, and a whole lot more. Just give us a spot to add to the bucket list. Joining us next, engineer for the afternoon show. He's got opinions, Al.
He's more than the engineer for the afternoon show. He is a voice of baseball. I really respect this guy's opinion. I like him. He's pretty good. I really like him. I like listening to him. I do.
He loves the game.
He does.
Have fun.
Jack Fritz and the top 5 at 5 will probably be coming up next. Our time's 8:54.
I'm going to tell you about some people real happy to be associated with BetterHelp. You know, people want to get healthy in all areas of their body, but supporting a healthy brain is vital, and there are many ways to do that. Eat healthy foods, physically active, plenty of sleep, all that. How you care for your mind affects how you experience life. So investing the time and care is really important. There's also BetterHelp online therapy. A lot of times going through some tough times, struggling a little bit. You know, we just went through the pandemic. Oftentimes can't talk to somebody in your family, whatever. You need somebody else. Well, BetterHelp can benefit everybody with that healthy brain. It's an online therapy service, online, that offers video, phone, live chat only. Any way you want to do this to make it easier for yourself. And if you prefer, you don't even need to show yourself on camera. It is all up to you. And here's the key. It's affordable. It's less than in-person therapy session. And BetterHelp will match you with a therapist within 48 hours. And right now, our listeners will get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/ALM. That's BetterHelp.com/ALM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.